Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. It's me, it's Ash, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. My goodness, we are rocking through April. That is absolutely chaotic, but I'm excited for this episode because I'm talking about something that I feel passionate about. It's going to be a mixture between a mindset shift and a pep talk, a little bit of learning, and it's something that's been on my heart and on my mind as I move through this crazy season of my life in all the best ways possible. But I got married, we got a dog, we just moved into our first home, which is why this podcast might sound a little echoey. I'm so sorry. Bear with me. My gosh, so many amazing things in my life, so many crazy things in my life, but all good things. I just got relocated at work. So it's on in my life, but I do think that is where I shine. So maybe you guys are in, I don't know, the same boat as me where things get busy, things get crazy in the best way possible, and you feel like you're moving forward, right? Like everything in your life is aligning and you feel fulfilled and you feel like there's so much more to get done in your world. And that's a good space to be in. That's the best place to be in because you're always going to want to level up and do more and do better. Wanting more sometimes is looked at as bad. And in my mind, in my world, wanting more just means that you value yourself, you value your time, you value your potential and your capabilities. And that's a beautiful thing. Wanting more is not selfish. Wanting more for yourself, for your life, for your family, for your spouse. Wanting more is not selfish. Wanting more just leaves you with this feeling of, I got to get better every single day to live up to who I'm meant to be on this planet. I absolutely just started rocking and rolling into the episode. Today, we're going to dive into what it means to live soulfully, right? What it means to truly live soulfully. And I have a little bit of a textbook definition of that, but I also have my own version of what I think living soulfully means, what it looks like. And then I'm going to give you guys some tips and tricks, some steps on how to live this way, how to live soulfully, passionately. So let's start with textbook, right? It's the boring way to look at things in my world. Living soulfully, it involves connecting deeply with yourself, with others, and the world around you at large. In order to live soulfully, you have to know yourself. You have to take time to get to know yourself. In order to live soulfully, you have to get to know others, the people in your world, in your environment, in your space. And then you got to put it all together and truly begin to understand the world around you, right? Your environment, how you live, how other people live, how they interact, and how that might affect you and your thoughts, feelings, and your behaviors. To me, living soulfully means living with passion, living with intention, living while being present in all the moments, the good moments, the bad moments, the ugly moments, the moments you want to escape from, living in the success, living in the fear, living in the doubt, living in the sucky. Because when you live soulfully, it doesn't mean you're living soulfully just in the good, right? When you live every moment with purpose and intention and passion, that means in the bad ones too, right? To know and to understand what's going on in your world and how it might teach you something and how you might show up differently in the next moment that sucks. It's important. Living soulfully to me means taking adventures, doing fun things, having something to look forward to in your life, in your world. Maybe it's a date. Maybe it's a trip. Maybe it's a family vacation. Maybe it's a PTO day at work. Whatever that means to you, that's a piece of living soulfully. Living soulfully to me means laughing, crying, being bold enough to say no so that you can say yes to something else. Living soulfully means doing more of the things that you love, because when you do the things that you love, you're really starting to connect within. You're really starting to connect with who you are at the core. I could probably go on and on and on, but why is this important? Because living soulfully, living with the ability to be present and passionate and fulfilled, it absolutely stops the merry-go-round of life, right? The automatic things that we do when we wake up, the automatic thoughts that we think when we wake up, the automatic habits that we have at work, right? When you live with this much passion and intention, all of the stagnant energy, it goes away because you are present. You are noticing what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you're showing up and the words that you're choosing to say and to think, the people that you're surrounding yourself with. You get to notice all of those things. And then the best part about living soulfully is you then get to choose what you do next, right? With the information that you gathered, you get to make a choice. Am I happy in this merry-go-round that is life? Am I being fulfilled? Do I feel passionate? Am I excited to wake up and to get out of bed? I want to share with you guys some ways to help you to live more soulfully today, to wake up tomorrow feeling excited and to feel passionate and to feel ready to take on your day instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I just did the same thing yesterday. And if you're saying, well, Ash, I can't actually get out of that feeling, I challenge you because I get it. I get up and I do the same things. I love my morning routine. I've already talked about shaking it up so you can feel something different. And then you go to work, right? And at work, you do the same things with the same people every single day, right? 5 days a week. That's a ton of your life that you're spending at a job, right? With the same people doing the same things. So I challenge you, while of course I challenge myself, to place things throughout the day, place moments throughout the day where you can tap into this idea of living soulfully, right? Strategically placing a moment of happy, strategically placing a moment of silly, a moment of peace, right? A moment of sweetness and kindness. Because when you add in these moments, you will begin to stop the merry-go-round of stuck and stagnant and bored and not excited. I get that feeling. I felt that feeling a lot. You know, the days that you feel like are weeks long? I was just talking to a coworker about this, where sometimes you go to work or you're just having a day at home and you're just like, oh my God, it's the same thing. I feel like I've been here doing this for 3 weeks and it's been an hour. Right? When time slows down and you just feel so fatigued, you feel so defeated. The only way you are going to get out of that feeling, to get out of that moment, is by choosing something else, by engaging in something else. Because we always have a choice. You knew I was going to say that. We always have a choice in what we do next, in how we feel, what we say, and how we interpret the world. So let's get into it. How can you live more soulfully today? How can we live more soulfully today? Self-reflection. For starters, we have to make time. We have to create time to reflect on our own values, our own passions, and our purpose in life. This might be in the form of journaling, meditation, a moment of quiet, of silence. This will absolutely help you to gain clarity about what truly matters to you. And when you can live every day based off of what's important to you, right? Your values, what you value most in life, you will feel fulfilled, you will feel aligned, and things won't feel so off anymore. I was working out a few days ago and I was riding the Peloton bike and I was thinking about how I haven't ridden the Peloton bike in a minute. And I'm gonna call myself out because just like everybody else, I'm not a robot. I make excuses, right? I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I got too much going on. I don't have time. And then boom, my head went, create time, right? Things don't change unless you do. You're not going to have the moment to journal. You're not going to have the moment to be quiet with yourself and to actually self-reflect unless you create it. That is the only way this will work. This is the only way you will begin to level up your life is if you create the time to do the things that are important to you. We create time to scroll on social media. We create time to text all day long. We create time to FaceTime. We create time to do all the other things. And then we forget that we can actually create time to move our bodies, to journal, to meditate, to stretch, right? To read. I get it. It's not always fun, but nobody said that in order to get better today, in order to get 1% better today, it was always going to be fun. It was always going to be easy. It takes discipline. It takes intentionality. So create time to reflect, to get to know yourself, this version of yourself, because this version of yourself might need something else, might want something else. We are always changing. We're always evolving. And that's the point. Number two, you have to nurture your relationships, right? Living soulfully is about connecting with yourself and with others, right? The people that you hang out with says a lot about who you are and how you show up in this world. And that's exactly why I keep my circle small. You have to be willing to invest time and energy into building meaningful relationships and connections with other people. You have to be willing to be vulnerable, sharing your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences, right? Doing all of this while staying in your authenticity. You have to be willing to listen with empathy and compassion, nurturing relationships and creating supportive friendships, relationships, connections will enrich your life and add so much depth to your experiences. If you want to live soulfully, you have to check in and check out the people that you're spending the most time with. People change, relationships change, and that is okay. But those people that you say are the closest to you, right? The people that you've let into your world for all the right reasons, those are the people that you have to continue to develop that rich, that deep connection and relationship with. This is a huge piece of living soulfully, nurturing your relationships that are important to you. Right, that's one end of the spectrum. I also encourage you to look at the relationships that are serving you no purpose anymore because you're different, they're different, whatever it may be. You're at a different season of your life, a different chapter. People grow together just as much as they grow apart. And sometimes that's okay. And sometimes that will level you up even more. Being okay to let go. Let go of the old relationships that don't serve you anymore, that don't help you to grow anymore. So yes, create time to nurture your relationships, the ones that are important to you. Number three, I want you to embrace your creative side. I know some of you had a knee-jerk response and you're like, I'm not creative. That is not a strength of mine. I don't care because I'm not that creative either. But what creativity does to you is it opens your mind to possibility. It opens your mind to something bigger. I want you to take yourself back to when you were 5, 6, or 7. You had the wildest dreams, right? The biggest of dreams. Before anyone could squash them, you knew that you were going to be a big time athlete. You knew you were going to be a big time firefighter. Whatever it is, you had the biggest ideas and possibilities because of your creativity, right? You had the best dang baker shop in the neighborhood with your sister, the best candle business, whatever it is that you made up in your mind. I want you to tap back into that creativity. Engage in your creative side, because the only thing that it will do is it will ignite your passions, right? It will bring out your joy, your excitement for life. Maybe it's painting, it's writing, it's cooking, it's gardening, it's creating pottery. I don't know. It's redecorating your house. You have the freedom to express yourself creatively, and I want you to tap into it. Maybe it's getting yourself a whole new wardrobe. Maybe it's going to get your hair done. Whatever creative means and looks like for you, I want you to tap into it. Because this will level up your excitement and your passion for life. You might just find something that you love so freaking much that you forgot about. And that's how you live soulfully. Number four, you have to practice self-compassion in all the moments. Be gentle, be kind with yourself, especially during the crappy moments, the sucky moments, the challenging moments. Treat yourself with the same comfort, the same warmth, and understanding that you would offer to your best friend ever. We don't do that often. We're mean. We push our feelings down. We push them away. We say, why do we feel this way? We shouldn't be feeling this way. Blah, blah, blah. Practice your self-care rituals. Nourish your mind, body, your soul, your spirit. And when you do this, you understand the things that you need at a higher level. You understand that when you're angry, you need to listen to music. You understand when you're sad, you need to take a bath. You understand when you're happy, you get to call your mom. You understand what you need during all the moments. Practicing self-compassion will level up the way that you understand yourself. And when you're able to be present with yourself in the sucky moments, my goodness, can you imagine just how present you can be in the best moments that have ever happened in your life? Number five, how to live soulfully. Stay open to growth. Always, always stay open to growth. You have to remain curious, open-minded, and always look out for the opportunities of personal and spiritual growth. If you are not open to transformation, to change, you will always feel this stuck. You will always feel this bored with your life, but it doesn't have to be this way. The best thing about our perspective, the best thing about our mindset is we get to choose how we view things. I just had a moment the other day where I said to myself, this person is making me feel like I'm not where I should be in life, like I'm not further along, like I'm behind. And I went through a second of a pity party, of course, as we all do. And then I thought, wait a second, this person cannot make me feel this way because I know myself. I am strong. I am capable. I'm a hard worker. I am successful. I got a lot of things working for me here, right? I choose, and I got to choose how I felt in that moment despite my experience. This is one of the hardest things to master in life. This is one of the hardest things to understand, that how you view your experience, how you view your perspective is up to you. You can choose to fall short. You can choose to be victim. You can choose to be sad. You can choose to believe falsities about yourself. Or you could look inside. You can lean on all of the greatness that you have achieved in your life, and you can choose to believe something else. That's what I call resiliency. That's what I call confidence, boldness. That's what I call a bounce back and a comeback. And my gosh, do I hope that you have a lot of comebacks every day when you start to feel something that you shouldn't, right? When you start to feel that negative, that bored, that stuck, that stagnant, that I'm not good enough. My gosh, come back from it. Because you don't have to feel that way ever, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're in. My wish for you is that you choose one of these five things and you work on it. You practice it every single day for the next 2 weeks, and then you add something else. Because living with intention, living with your whole heart, your whole mind, it takes a lot of intentionality. But this life is yours. What you choose to do, what you choose to think, and what you choose to say is a choice. It's a decision that you make every single day when your alarm clock goes off. So what will you choose today? Will you choose to live with intention, passion, purpose? Or will you choose to get up and go on the merry-go-round and continue to feel stuck and stagnant and bored? Shake it up. Shake it up by living soulfully. You deserve it. Yes, you do. My gosh, I'm fired up to choose something different, to be something different. So I hope you are too. Share this with all the people that you love, all the people that might need a shakeup in their life. My goodness, tag me when you are listening to this episode. And don't forget to check out the show notes, some goodies in there. Check out my website. New things are coming along, I'm telling you. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another one. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.